Peter, what about this issue of anthracycline versus non-anthracycline?
Well, I think the unexpected downside of trastuzumab was that it caused congestive heart failure in about 4% of the patients. A couple things to say about this is that the trials very carefully pre-screened the patients and then sequentially screened every 3 months the patients during treatment. So there's a risk that these numbers might be actually higher in the general population if those screenings are not done. The good news is that this does not seem to be the same kind of permanent injury to the heart that is associated with anthracyclines, for example, and that most of this is reversible. And it is certainly not progressive. In other words, most of this occurs within the first year, and the trials consistently show that there are not people that have sustained an injury that are going to slip into congestive failure later. So that to use with this kind of monitoring trastuzumab with an anthracycline is the indication and delivers much more benefit than risk in this scenario. What would really be nice, however, is to be able to use non-anthracycline-containing regimens because it's clear that the combination of the anthracycline and the trastuzumab is the villain. And there is one trial, a large trial, in which a combination of taxotere and carboplatin was used, which looked very favorable together with the trastuzumab, and I think a number of people are using that regimen. That trial is the BCIRG 006 trial.